friends, this shiur should be a special schus for Avi Marni Mirasi Sheyichu, based on the Torah of Moreh Rabbi Agon HaGadol or Chaim Arvid Shlita. Now, our parashas Pinchas, Hashem teaches us Dine Nachalos, the dinim of inheritance. It says in Bava Basra, and Av Kuf Tesvav Amir Aleph, that if the mace, the dead person, doesn't have sons or daughters, then the brothers, his brothers, inherit him. So Yesh Lachkor, a famous Chakira Begeder Yerushas Achei HaMeis, the nature of the inheritance of the brothers of the mace. Is the pshat that the brothers inherit the mace just like the sons inherit the mace? Or maybe no. Maybe Yerushas Ha'achim is Bederech Mishmush. What does Mishmush mean? That the father yarshins the son, and from the father the Yerusha goes to the sons of the father, to the brothers. Even though the father is dead already of the mace, the mace's father is also already a mace, as is usually the case. Nevertheless, the father still inherits his son Bekever, and then Mikocho, the brothers yarshin their brother. The sons of the late father, Mikoach, the late father, they yarshin him, and he yarshins the son, and the brothers yarshin the father. So is the Yerusha of the brothers of the mace direct or only via the late father? So we find the Machlokes Bein Rabbanan Kamai between the early sources, the Rishonim, the Rambam, Perish Mishnayis, Bava Basra. Perches Mishnah Beis writes that it's Yerusha Derech Mishmush Ayin Sham, so writes the Magid Mishnah B'dayto B'perek Aras Me'arav Minachalos Halacha Gimel. So it's Rabbeinu Yonah, so they all hold as Bederech Mishmush, but the Rashbam in Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Chof Heyom Beis Dimas Ravanan Zmuchach Lehedjim Edvarav, that a brother Yarshins Lo Derech Aviv, it's not done Derech Mishmush, rather the brother Yarshins directly. Because he says that when it says Yarsai, the Yarshim, that also includes the brothers. But when it talks about Ben Bitoi, it's Yarsai Yarsai, the Yarshim of the Yarshim, the son of the daughter. So a Muchach, that a brother, is a direct Yaresh V'chein Mavur B'divrei Ami'iri B'resh Perak Yesh Nochalim Dibur Maskulam Ami'iri Ayin Sham. The Pischei Tshuva in Choshen Mishpat Simen Kuf Dalet Zivkan Yedal, it proves that is also the opinion of the Baalat Shum. Is La'anocha Nechkul B'zeh Marna B'si Yosef Aramah Medivrei B'si Yosef B'simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Yud Zayin Diru Maslam Ma'ide Katani Smuch, that he holds that Yerushas Achim is Lav Mikoach Av Asi, it's not coming Mikoach Av, rather it's direct, as Rabbi Kiveg was Medayek in this Tshuva Samadura Kama Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. However, from the words of the Ramah there in the Darkei Moshe Noschet Smuch Lehedja, that he holds that Yerushas Ha'ach Mikoach Ha'av Ka'asi B'derech Mishmush, that the brother is yarshining his brother via the father B'derech Mishmush. V'hinei Hachronim Kosvu Kama Nafkaminos LaHalocha B'nidoin Zeh, there are a number of Nafkaminos in this Nidon. The Rebbe Kiva Eger in the Gilyan HaShulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat Reish Pei Aleph Sif Aleph is Mochiach K'das Maran Abis Yosef, that the brother yarshins his brothers shelo al yidei mishmush mikoach aviyam, in a direct way, not an indirect way. Because das Rabbi Yechonon ben Broken Bava Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Amar Aleph is that if somebody says on somebody who's royally yorsho, somebody is fitting to yarshin him, that he should yarshin more than his brothers, dvarav kayamin, so the father could take one of the brothers and say he gets more, and that's dafka. When he says, "Al ben bein habanim," on one of the sons among the other sons, but if he says this about somebody who's not royally yarsho, ein dvarav kayamin. If he says this about somebody who's not roy for Yerusha, then his words do not hold. The Rambam writes, in Hilchas Nachos, Perkavol Lachabez, Avalhoyo Yorshim Rab, Kobanim Rab, Moachim Obanos, it's a lot of Yorshim. Ramkshu Shilmer Ploni Yachi Yoshenim Bechal Achi, Obiti Ploni Tsushanim Chal Benoisai Dvarav Kam. So if he says that when he's on his deathbed, that Ploni, my brother, should Yarshin among all my other brothers, or my daughter Plonis, I love my daughter Shprinsalea more than I love all my other daughters, she should Yarshin me among all my other daughters, if he only has daughters, Dvarav Kayamin. Now, if we say that a father, if we say that a brother yarshins his brothers only derech mishmish mikoach ha'av, how could he give over to one of his brothers more than the other brothers? Since the brother is only coming mikoach aviv, so the father is the inheritor of the yarish and not the brother. So if he says al ach ben ha'achim that he should yarshin more, it's like saying about somebody who's not royally yorsho that he should get an extra, that he should get the inheritance, and that he can't do. He can only say about somebody who's royally yorsho. If you say it's derech mishmish, then he's not considered royally yorsho. So it must be abba kochach that we have to say that the brother yarshins his brothers shelo al yedei ha'av. Memeli is considered one of the yorshim, and the father can single, the brother can single him out and give him more than the other brothers. Ad kantar of divrei ha Beis Yosef al pi ha-Rambam. Now, if you'll remember, this is a hochacha from the Rambam, that the Rambam proves that it's a direct, right? That's how we can give to one brother more than the other brothers. Because if it was indirect, then he's not royally Yorsha. You can only give him a larger portion if he's royally Yorsha. But this brother's not royally Yorsha if he's not direct, so it must be that it's direct. So that's the Rambam. Over the Rambam, the self-same Rambam, the Perash Mishnayis, parenthetically, says that Yarshin's derech mishmush. So we have a raya from the Rambam in the Yad that he yarshins directly, and the Rambam in the Perash Mishnayis that he yarshins derech mishmish. Okay, now etzem hayisod she'alav bnuya uchacha hanal hu. What is the very foundation upon which this proof was built? That is that biyerusha she derech mishmush, the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka doesn't apply. Because Yochanan ben Broka says that if you're not Yeroi Lerei Lereshes, if you're not Roy to get the Yerusha, then you can't get a larger portion, or the only portion among the other people Roy. But you have to, only that's if you're not Roy. If you are Roy, then you can. And with this proof is built on the assumption that you're only considered Roy Liyarsho if it's not derech mishmush. And so learned Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tosis Lamishnayas Perikhes of Bava Basra, Oslam et Zayin, so writes the Divrei Mishpat and Resh Pei Aleph, Sivkot and Aleph, over the Ktsos, in Simon Resh Pei Aleph, Sivkot and Bez, and the Nesiv is there. And Sivkot and Aleph write that even Benachala, which is derech mishmush, you can do a Hanchala of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, because self, since the brother is yarshining derech the father, he is considered fitting to get the Yerusha, and therefore the brother can give it to one of his brothers more than the other brother, even though it's derech his father. So the premise of the proof is not universally accepted, but rather you see a number of Achronim who hold that even if it's derech mishmush, the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka still applies, and he can get more than the others. He's still considered Roy Lerusha even if it's derech mishmush. And look at Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva Simadura Kamako Flamet Beis. Now Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Tshuva we mentioned, proves from the Rambam in the ninth parak of Zechiah in Halacha Hey. Was Dr. Rambam? Dr. Rambam shchiv meira shakasav kol nachasav la'acher. A shchiv meira, a person on his deathbed, who writes all of his nachasim to somebody else. Im eino roi li yarsho, notlan mishum matana. He If he's not fitting to Yarshin him, then he could take it out to Matana. Not as a Yerusha, but as a Matana. V'imro ili Yarsho, and if he's fitting to Yarshin, then he takes it out to Yerusha. Not lamishum Yerusha, b'met varma murim, b'shayo yaresh hazeh, achas mi b'nosav, o echad mi klal b'nei banav, o echad mi klal echov, v'chayotze b'hen, misha'ar Yarshin. What is this talking about? When the Yoresh was one of his daughters, or one of his sons, or one of his daughters, or one of his grandsons, or one of his brothers, and similarly, other inheritors. So the fact that the Rambam writes, Echad Mechlal B'nei Banav, one of his grandsons, so it's Pashut, Ve'ein Tzarech Lomar, that a grandson, a son of a son, only Yarshins Derech his father. It's Mikoach Mishmush. It's Mikoach Mishmush Derech Aviv. So you see that even Biyarusha, she derech mishmush, he can give a larger portion, because it says here that you can give al tirusha to one of your grandsons. Aye, how can that be? The grandson's only arshining derech mishmush, derech the late father. The answer is that you see that even Biyarusha Derech Mishmush, you can give a larger portion. However, in the Divrei Mishpat that we mentioned, he says no. The reason of the Rambam is because the son of the son, Yarshin's his grandfather, Shelo Derech Aviv. As we see in Bava Basra, Kufn and Tesamet Aleph, the grandfather. So he holds that it's direct. It's not derech mishmush. However, it's still shver. The Rambam writes, "V'chayotze bahen misha'ar yarshin." And similar are other Yarshin. Now, the only Yarshin we can find that the Rambam didn't mention are Yarshim Derech Mishmush. There are no direct Yarshim. There are no other direct Yarshim. The Rambam is talking about here where he's not giving it to his sons. Either he has daughters, grandsons. So the only Shar Yorshim there are to talk about are Derech Mishmush. And yet the Rambam says that you can do this Hanchala. He can give it to one of those other Yorshim who are only Derech Mishmush. He can give that one a larger portion. So you see that even the Yorshim Derech Mishmush, we have the Hanchala of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So we could argue that Misha'ar Yorshim that the Rambam writes is referring to the son of his daughter. He also can say that I'm coming Mikoach my mother's father. However, Midivrei Abach and Simon Reshit Aleph, Sifkat and Beis, it appears that the son of the daughter cannot say, I am coming Mikoach my mother's father. It's not direct. So concludes the Avnei Nezer and Yerodeh Shinyat Bezos Pei Dalid. It's Tzarech Iyun. So it's not clear in the Rambam whether one can Yarshin give a Hanchola Derech Mishmush or not. One can give a special Hanchola that way. Okay, so this was the Hakdama, and then Beretzos Hashem Darkenu. I'm hoping that in the next year we will be able to see Mamish Niflos Mitaras Hashem. This is also Nifla. Everything of Taras Hashem is Arniflos, but Amir Hashem, we're going to go deeper. B'tziyata Dishmaya, and we should be Seocha Lumo Dulu Lameit Lishmor Velasos. Well, the Kaim is called the Beis Samadras. We have Amen, Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.